You're watching and listening to The Pulse, WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God. I am your host, John Fowler. So glad to have you tuned in to another edition. Please share, like, and subscribe. Let people know that we're broadcasting live today. And they can either catch it live or on delay. Either way, like John Sandy says, you're right on time. Hey, yesterday we were talking about being on the winning team. I encourage you to check out that podcast just right above this one. Now, today we're talking about celebrating our victories. So it's entitled Celebrate Your Victories. So you have to understand something, that winning during a test is huge in your life. So winning during the test requires a lot of faith and a lot of perseverance. And you have to rely on God's strength to get through the test. Now, remember, there are some times that we go through the test and you wonder where God is. Just remember that the instructor is silent during the test. And that should help you to know that he's there with you, but he's also encouraging you and he's helping you through the process. Every trial that we face is an opportunity to grow spiritually and to trust God more deeply. Because that's what he wants us to do, is to go deep with him. But if we never go through anything in our life, then how are we going to help ourselves get to the next level with God, but also to be an example to other people that are struggling in the same area that you may be in the test that you're going through now? Even when circumstances seem overwhelming, and yes, sometimes they do, victory comes through holding onto his promises, not your promises, but his promises, and refuse to give up. I mean, you have to refuse to give up, because if you give up and you quit, then the enemy will win and you won't. So trust God completely, even when you don't understand the test, but also pray for strength and wisdom to navigate you through the challenges. You know, the Holy Spirit is on earth to help us. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. God is on the throne, and the Holy Spirit is here helping us, the third part of the Trinity. So you also have to meditate on Scripture to anchor your faith during the trial, during the heartache, during the struggle. And you also have to learn, you know, it's like, let me give you the scripture from yesterday. Proverbs chapter 23 and 7, it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." That was on yesterday's podcast. Well, you have to speak victory over your situation, declaring God's faithfulness, and he's going to help you through that process, but you have to speak victory over it. You have to say, "I am an overcomer. The word of God tells me that I will make it through this test. I will prevail. I will not be defeated." And if you have to write sticky notes on your refrigerator, then I encourage you to do that, because let me tell you something. God is on your side. Here's what James chapter 1 and verse 12 says. "Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." So our ultimate goal is heaven. Our ultimate goal is to endure, so that we can be faithful to God, and that he sees us faithful, and that we walk in victory. So winning during the test is one thing, and then we have to celebrate the wins with God, because you are going to win. Whatever you're going through, you're going to make it through it. Here's the thing. Whatever you're struggling with, if you will fast over those things, sit back and watch God move in your life. Sit back and watch healings take place. Sit back and watch addictions be broken because you're fasting. Something came to me yesterday. Well, it was the Lord that spoke to me, and it's about fasting. And here's how it goes. I fast because I'm hungry for God. When God gives you a victory, it's important to celebrate and give him glory through that. Don't take the credit, because he's the one that helped you through it. Thanking God for his faithfulness, also for his strengths, and also for the strength in your relationship with him, and reminds you that he is God and he is good all the time. Celebrate your wins with prayer and praise and sharing your testimony to encourage others. You can't have a testimony unless you've had a test, unless you've gone through something. So offer thanksgiving and worship to God for the victory, because the victory is his and he's allowing you to be part of it. Share your testimony with others to glorify God and to build your faith, and also to build someone else's faith. As you reflect on what God has taught you through the experience, let me tell you something. You can share that with others. Hey, I went through that very same thing. Here's what God did. You'll make it. You're going to prevail. And also, you have to recommit to trust him in future challenges. Because let me tell you something. There will be future challenges in your life, but you will prevail. Psalm 105 verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." Man, you pray that prayer, I'm telling you, victory is yours as you celebrate, because he is an awesome God. And then the third thing is, you have to recognize your victory over the devil. Defeating the devil is a significant spiritual victory. Every time you defeat the devil, that is a significant spiritual victory, because you're defeating him. That's the goal of every day, is not to sin and to get in trouble, but to live righteous and holy. So as Christians, we overcome the enemy through the power of Jesus Christ and through his blood and through our testimony. Every time you resist temptation, every time you rebuke the enemy and you stand firm in your faith, you declare God's power and you win the spiritual battle. Man, I tell you what, that's exciting, because you are made to win. You are not made to be a defeated foe. Players who, I mean, when you listen to the testimonies of the football players, especially in the game this past Monday between Notre Dame and Ohio State, there's a great revival going on at Ohio State. The quarterbacks for both teams are Christians, and you heard them proclaim the name of Jesus. But you also heard, hey, we prevailed through adversity, you know, through business, through your church, through your family. You prevailed, and you prevailed because you didn't give up and because God helped you through the process. So using the word of God to resist the devil, as Jesus did in the wilderness, will get you through the test. You also have to declare your authority in Christ over the enemy's attack, because you cannot be defeated. John 10:10. I mean, there's so many different scriptures. There's nowhere in the Bible does Jesus speak about you being defeated. Pray and fast to strengthen your spiritual defense. It is so important that you fast. It is so important that you make that part of a regimen in your day to skip a meal. But while you're skipping that meal, pray to replace it. Celebrate the power of Jesus, who defeats the devil once and for all. Let me give you a scripture for that. James chapter 4 and 7. "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." That word means flee in terror. If you really knew, and I think that's what many times what the enemy does. The enemy tries to keep you from knowing who you really are in Christ. And if you figured out who you were in Christ, the enemy wouldn't get away with what he does with you. Because let me tell you something, you're powerful in Jesus. You can overcome. You are victorious today. Can we not say amen? Hallelujah. Hey, if you're not where you need to be today, the best thing for you to do is to accept him. How you do that is you say, "Father, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life and live. Use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor." If you pray that prayer today, Angels are rejoicing in heaven. There's a party going on. Get in a Bible-believing church. And also, if you need a Bible, we will send you one free of charge, courtesy of the Pulse WV Live. Amen. Hey, do me a favor. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok, and LinkedIn. And you can also download the podcast, the audio version, on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, just to name a few. And we encourage you to share, like, and subscribe. If there's somebody that's going through something today, send this message to them to help them through the process, because God can help them. Hey, I want to tell you about a couple things. I wrote a book called Frankie the Honeybee. It's a bee story about Frankie, who could not fly. And he knew his job was to spread sweetness to a bitter world, but he just couldn't get it together. And he prayed to God, tears running down his eyes, for help. His guardian angel, Ace, shows up. And Ace had a bomber jacket on him that absolutely had scars, so you could tell he had been through it. But let me tell you something. Ace helped Frankie to learn to fly. And so he was able to spread sweetness to the bitter world that we live in. Hey, get your copy today. It's on Amazon. And get your friend a copy, too. It's good for adults as well as children, and you will be blessed. Amen. One other thing I want to tell you. Don't forget to download the app. It gives you access to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, music, preaching, and teaching. Some of the best, and you can't beat it. And it's not just me. It's people like Sam Wayne, who's watching today. Some of the Connect classes that he teaches. Look them up. They're awesome. John Sandy, Pastor Jay Mace, just many, many, many preachers and evangelists that we have had on the show over the years that you can listen to. It's all on the app. Amazon, I mean, you could actually go to your app store on your Android or your Apple device. The Pulse WV Live gives you access to all that. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God. I want to thank everyone who gives to this ministry, and let me give you an opportunity to do that today, and you will be blessed. We are a 501c3 that you will get credit for this for your taxes. Text the word PULSE to 1-304-244-3187. Go to thepulsechurch.com and give through PayPal, or mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God.